Today we're building a Rewind Moment offset lab in Ableton Live 12, with a DJ-friendly structure and that classic jungle, old-school DNB attitude. Now, if you've ever heard a tune pull back at exactly the right moment and thought, yeah, that's the one, that's what we're making here. But the key idea in this lesson is that the rewind doesn't just happen, we offset it on purpose, so it feels musical, intentional, and usable in a real DJ set. Think of the rewind like a cue point, not just an effect. It should give the listener that crowd raiser moment, but it should also give a DJ somewhere clean to loop, cut, mix, or double drop from. That's the balance we're aiming for. We're going to use vocals as the anchor, because in jungle and old school DNB, a strong vocal line can carry a rewind harder than almost anything else. Then we'll support it with drums, bass, some rewind effects, and just enough atmosphere to make the section feel like a proper record, not just a loop with a gimmick slapped on top. First, open your Ableton Live 12 project and set the tempo somewhere between 160 and 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle feel, 166 BPM is a great place to start. Keep it in 4/4, and if you're working with vocals, Complex Pro Warp Mode is usually the safest choice. For drums, Beats Mode can help preserve punch. Set up a clean track layout. You want separate tracks for drums, break layer, sub bass, main vocal, vocal effects or ad-libs, rewind effects, and atmosphere or texture. Then add return tracks for reverb, delay, and parallel saturation. Keeping these parts separate matters a lot here, because a rewind section works best when every element has a clear job. The vocal needs to cut through, the break needs to hit, and the rewind effect needs to be obvious without turning the whole thing into mush. Now build the groove first. Don't start with the rewind. Start with the beat. In jungle and old school DNB, the foundation matters, because the rewind only feels powerful if the groove underneath it is already pulling hard. Use a classic pattern. Kick movement, snare on 2 and 4, chopped break fills, ghost hits, and swung hats. On your drum group, you can use drum bus for a little drive and crunch, glue compressor for glue and punch, and EQ8 to clean up any muddy low mids. If you're layering breaks, try one break for body and another for top end movement. High pass the top layer so it doesn't fight the main break. That separation helps the rewind section feel detailed and energetic instead of cluttered. Once the groove is locked, choose a vocal phrase that has rewind potential. In this style, short and bold usually wins. Stuff like rewind, pull up, roll it back, one more time, or select a works because it's direct, rhythmic, and instantly readable. You want something with a strong final consonant and a tail that can be delayed or reverbed. A vocal like that gives you a natural ending point, which is exactly what a rewind moment needs. On the vocal clip, make sure the warp mode is set appropriately, usually Complex Pro. Then trim and slice the phrase so the important word lands cleanly. Don't over-edit it into robotic perfection. A rewind moment often feels better when the vocal comes in a little bit like a live call, not a polished pop chorus. That slightly human timing is part of the charm. Now let's get into the core idea, the offset rewind. A rewind moment offset means the rewind lands slightly away from the obvious downbeat. It might land a little early, a little late, or right after a pickup or fill. That tiny shift is what makes it feel like a DJ really pulled the track back by instinct, which is exactly the vibe we want. There are a few good ways to do this. One option is to place the rewind on the end before the next bar, rather than dead on the bar line. That creates the feeling that the tune got yanked backward before it even finished the sentence. Another option is to let the vocal end, leave a tiny gap, then hit the rewind after a snare fill. That's a classic jungle trick, because it gives the crowd just enough space to react before the pull-up happens. And another version is to place the rewind slightly late, maybe by half a beat, so it feels like the system is catching up. That can be really effective if the crowd already feels the energy building and expects the pull-up. To build the rewind sound in Ableton, you can combine a few techniques. One is to reverse the tail of the vocal. Duplicate the clip. Grab the end of the word. Reverse it, and place it right before the rewind hit. Add a bit of reverb and delay so it smears into the transition. Another option is tape stop style automation. You can automate clip gain down, pitch down if needed, and use auto filter to sweep the cutoff down fast. That falling, collapsing motion works beautifully for rewind energy. You can also build a dedicated rewind effects rack with auto filter, saturator, reverb, utility, and echo. Use auto filter to pull the cutoff down, saturator to add some grit, reverb for space, echo for darker trailing repeats, and utility for abrupt gain changes or stereo narrowing. That rack can become your go-to for pull-up moments. Now let's place the offset in the arrangement. A really effective structure might be 4 bars of drums and texture, then 4 bars where the vocal enters and the break intensifies, then the vocal shout right near the end of bar 8, and then the rewind effects lands just after that, slightly off the obvious grid. After that, bar 9 becomes the reset point. That reset is important. A good rewind is not just about the hit. It's about what happens right after. If you go full force again immediately, the moment can feel random. But if you give the listener a small reset phrase, the rewind lands with more authority and the whole section feels DJ-friendly. So after the rewind, bring back a stripped version of the groove. Maybe just break and vocal hook at first, with the bass filtered or muted. Then gradually open it up over the next few bars. That gives the DJ room to cue, blend, or loop the section. It also gives the crowd a second wave of energy when the beat fully returns. A few things to keep in mind while you're arranging this. Don't overload the rewind with too many fills, stabs, and bright effects. The best rewind moments usually have a little drop in density right before the hit, then a very clear return after it. Contrast is everything. The ear needs space so it can feel the impact. Also, keep the sub under control. If the bass is moving too much through the rewind, the whole moment loses focus. Usually, the best move is to duck or mute the sub right before the pull-up, then bring it back after the reset. That keeps the rewind clean and punchy. For the vocal itself, a dark, gritty chain usually works well. Try EQ8 to high-pass the low end and clean up boxiness, compressor to keep the level solid, saturator for a little edge, echo for short filter delay, and reverb for a darker tail. If the vocal tail is too long, gate it or trim it. In this style, a short vocal with a strong restart often hits harder than a big washed-out vocal cloud. You can also automate a few key parameters to make the transition really snap. Try automating delay feedback upward in the last bar, reverb sent higher on the vocal, utility gain down on the sub, and maybe a little mono narrowing before the rewind, then opening the stereo field again after it. That tunnel then release feeling is powerful. It makes the rewind sound like an event. If you want an extra layer of tension, add a very quiet noise rise or filtered hat swell just before the rewind. Keep it heavily high-passed so it feels more like pressure than a full effects wash. You can even layer a subtle vinyl crackle or room tone underneath the moment to make it feel more authentic and old school. A couple of advanced ideas can take this even further. You can do a two-stage rewind, where a short vocal throw leads into a tiny stutter, and then the main rewind hits. That gives the moment more drama without making it too busy. You can also create a broken rewind timing feel, where one element lands a bit early and the main backspin lands on the next subdivision. That caught between phrases feeling is really strong in jungle because it keeps the listener slightly off balance in a good way. Another good move is to use chopped vocal fragments as call and response. So instead of repeating the full pull-up every time, you might slice it into pull, up, or rev, wind, and use those fragments as fills. That keeps the section alive if it comes back later in the track. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 12-bar rewind moment with one breakbeat loop, one vocal phrase, one rewind effects, one bass hit, and one reset loop. Start with an 8-bar groove, place the vocal shout on bar 8, offset the rewind slightly off the bar, drop the bass for one beat before the rewind, then reset with a filtered break for a couple of bars. If you want to push yourself, make 2 versions, one where the rewind lands early and one where it lands late. Listen to which one feels more natural and which one creates more tension. So the big takeaway is this. A great rewind moment in jungle and old school DNB is about timing, space, and structure. Build the groove first. Let the vocal act as the anchor. Offset the rewind with intent. Keep the bass under control, and leave enough room before and after so a DJ can actually use it. If you get that balance right, the rewind becomes more than a trick. It becomes a signature moment. It gives the track personality, gives the crowd something to grab onto, and gives the DJ a proper pull-up tool. And that, right there, is proper old-school energy. If you want, I can also turn this into a bar-by-bar arrangement guide or a simple device chain recipe you can follow step-by-step in Ableton.